News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined by the chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Alex White, because the Advisory Council in its latest report is saying that Ireland needs to accelerate investment in reliable public transport and EV infrastructure to reduce emissions and exposure to fossil fuel shocks. As to the latter, how much now of your focus, Alex, is starting to become rooted in fuel security and offsetting the kind of Iran issues and Ukraine issues?
It's central to it because I think people are responding. People know what's happening in the world. They see the threats, they see the worries, they know where the risks are coming from. And they're willing to do things. You know, people are actually willing to make changes, but they need direction and they need help and they need assistance very often. So, for example, if you buy an electric vehicle, you say you make an investment to do it, you think it's the right thing and you think it's a good thing materially for you financially, you have to have the charging points. You know, that's where the government, you can't put in the charging points.
Well,
that's
on
where
that's
where the agency.
Are
of the
we
state
making
comes
nationally
in
a total hames of it? Because if we look at recent stories that said that we spent something to the order of, I think, 12 million quid storing electric buses because we couldn't put in the infrastructure to actually charge them. If you can't do it at large scale when you have total governmental control, what are the chances of getting it properly rolled out to the consumer?
Well, the diplomatic word to use there is that was very unfortunate indeed. And other people might say it's kind of bordering on the insane. I mean, you know, it is difficult though, because you do want to make progress. So you're not going to hold back until everything else happens. But at the same time, you do have to have a collaborate, you do have to coordinate an approach. So you've got to have the charging points. If you want people to use public transport, which we do in urban and rural Ireland, it's got to be there for them. So you've got to, then a lot of progress has been made. Like you look at the local link in rural Ireland, that's been a fantastic success. It's increasing all the time. But there's no point in sort of, as it were, dictating or lecturing to people that they should be doing this, they should be doing, if the state isn't making the interventions it needs. And that's what we're saying in the council in this report, that there are practical things that need to be done and done more quickly.
Now, on the thing of the state intervention, what do you say to people who may have a cynical view that says, look, ultimately, if the state does it, it comes out of all of our joint pockets. If we're all going to invest in this and we are a tiny little island with a very small population, we will make a drop in the ocean impact and spend a fortune of our own money doing it.
Well, we have to be part of the global effort. I mean, we can't just most of the countries in the world are, you know, are relatively small. If you think about it. So, I mean, if we say, oh, look, China's the big emitter, the US, these big, if we leave it to them, we're not going to go anywhere near what needs to be done. Every single country has to be part of the effort. So that includes Ireland. And I mean, that includes us bringing our emissions down, but it also includes our climate diplomacy, you know, showing that we're actually prepared to take progressive stances internationally, you know, using the goodwill that we have through all of our years and decades of development aid and support and so on. So using our at the diplomatic level, but you can't say take out all the small countries. If you take out all the small countries, nothing's going to happen.
You said you had a list of practical demands, is the wrong phrase, suggestions, recommendations for what the state should be doing. Give us a sense of them.
Yeah, well, I mentioned the charging points. We think that the temporary measures that the government introduced after the fuel crisis emerged there a couple of months ago, they should be temporary and they should not be maintained permanently.
A lot of agriculture workers, farmers, hauliers
People will need supports, but the emphasis should be temporary. Because you cannot, if we make the temporary permanent, we're going to lose track on, for example, we need to keep the pressure on, we need to keep the momentum in relation to the carbon tax. We've got to get that into place and actually delivering the change.
Now again, will say we're already fairly wrapped in sackcloth and soaked in ash. If you look at the states and what they pay per gallon for fuel compared to, we're what, three times the cost. Is that not enough?
Well, it comes back to our point about the exposure. So if we can reduce the need to import fossil fuels, if we can start producing more and more of our own energy, we're already doing that, whether it's wind or solar, we will actually be able to do this ourselves. And we won't be depending on imports from abroad. But it's going to take a generation. But like, there's no point in saying something take 30 years. When I was Minister for Energy, we were talking about 2030. It sounded like, oh God, that's when is 2030? Now it's like 4 years away. So do the work now will make it easier. The sooner, the quicker we get in there as a concerted effort, as a society, as an economy, all political parties, all the state agents, everybody. And there are elements of that happening. I mean, there are positive things. I mean, public transport use is up. You know, there's a lot of really, really strong, important things happening. People, as I said, are seeing the opportunity to vote with their feet. Terrible old cliche, but you know what I mean? To actually make the change. Because if you do that, you're saving yourself money. You might have to invest today, but you're going to save money tomorrow. We need resilience as well in our transport network. We've made that point in the report. You know, all that rain we had in January, February this year, that affects public transport as well. So we have to build in resilience into how we actually plan.
And presumably it is a difficult balance because you need enough economic pressure to push people towards the public transport alternatives or towards the EV alternatives, but not enough that they come to resent those alternatives as being imposed upon them.
Well, I mean, that is a very fair point. You know, like nobody likes, you know, to be, as it were, dictated to or forced into doing things. But still, incentives are important. You know, we all need a little bit. We can sort of make a judgment about something. Well, if I got, you know, if I got $8,500 for that towards, you know, maybe that's what's going to push me towards doing it. I think it's the right thing. I need a new car anyway. So, like, there are a lot of incentives, I think, that people do respond well to. But you're right. It's broader societal, you know, attitudinal, people seeing the right thing to do and matching that up with where they are in their lives, whether it's families, individuals, businesses, whatever.
Alex, thank you. Alex White, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.